From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces shelled areas outside of Mosul Monday. The offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants is in its second week. The attacks were focused near the town of Bartella as Iraqi and Kurdish fighters moved closer to Mosul. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Iraq and has returned from areas vacated by the Islamic State militants.
5 days ago, Islamic State fighters were launching attacks, including reigniting the burning oil fields that are leaving billowing black smoke overhead everywhere in the city, Gayara, which is about 30 kilometers south of Mosul. Residue from the oil stains the people's clothes and bodies, and people are getting sick from it. And from the sulfur plant, ISIS also set on fire as it fled the area, which sent 1,000 people to the hospital. Army officials say they are winning the war against ISIS, but protecting the people is their biggest challenge. Heather Murdoch, Gayara, Iraq.
France's interior minister says the evacuation of refugees from a squalid camp near Calais is taking place calmly. Officials hope to relocate 2,500 people to temporary shelters by the end of the first day. This Afghan refugee spoke to a reporter.
They will take us in the buses, so they will might send us to different reception centers. So then it will be very hard for us to see each other.
Workers will soon begin dismantling the wood and tarp shanty town dubbed the Jungle. Cross-border firing between India and Pakistan in the contested region of Kashmir has killed at least three people. Indian police sources say a young boy was killed and four civilians wounded Monday by gunfire and shelling by Pakistani border guards. Tensions have been high in the area since September when an attack India blames on Pakistan killed 19 Indian soldiers. This is VOA News. The opening of China's Central Committee plenum Monday marked the beginning of a high season of political activity in the country. The meetings will last 4 days this week, but come at the start of a political transition period in China that culminates next year with a 19th Party Congress. At a closed-door meeting this week, Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to make clear that his anti-corruption drive is far from over and that controls will continue to tighten. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump accused Democrats Monday of making up phony opinion polls to make it look as if Democrat Hillary Clinton is ahead in the race. Trump told a group of Florida farmers he is actually the one in the lead.
But the polls that mean something, the polls that where they really are, have been accurate over the years. We're leading by two nationally.
One major opinion poll released Sunday by ABC News indicates Clinton has surged ahead of Trump 50% to 38%. Meanwhile, Clinton campaigned Monday in the northeastern state of New Hampshire.
We cannot give in to cynicism, and I don't think we are. I'll tell you what's exciting to me is across this country, at the very moment when Donald Trump is making this unprecedented attack on our fundamental values, our institutions, millions of people are standing up for democracy.
Hillary Clinton. Officials say gunmen stormed a Pakistani police training complex in Quetta Monday and took an unknown number of personnel hostage. Pakistani troops entered the facility to engage the assailants, prompting an exchange of gunfire. Indian police say they killed at least 18 Maoist rebels Sunday in a gunfight in the eastern part of the country. It was one of the deadliest fights with the rebels this year. Police say the shootout began after authorities received a report that about 30 Maoist rebels were assembling in forests near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states. Daniel Russell, he's the most senior U.S. diplomat for Asia, met Monday with Philippine Foreign Affairs Secretary Perfecto Yase. Russell said he told the secretary that recent statements by President Rodrigo Duterte have created a climate of uncertainty about the Philippines' intentions and has created concern in a number of countries. During a recent visit to China, Mr. Duterte said he intended to separate from the U.S., but later backpedaled a bit, saying he is not actually cutting ties with America. Russell said he also shared U.S. concern about Mr. Duterte's anti-drug campaign that has killed more than 3,000 people in 3 months. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. European markets were mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.